Let's be aware of that ambiguity. Let's be aware of the tonal richness contained within that ambiguity. And let's be aware of the variety of different things we've heard in but the first few measures of this piece. Three descending phrases, each set off from each other with a pause. This huge buildup to this signal moment, a D major chord. Very unexpected, very shocking, very rich, and very dramatic. Again, phrase one. Now let's continue. Let's look at the second large phrase, the answer or the response to this opening phrase that we've just listened to and studied a bit. The second phrase extends and elaborates the ideas spoken in the first. We have another sequence of three short phrases, but this time they don't all come down. These phrases are embellished. I would read from your word scores. Triplet figuration is played in octaves, also in three phrases. But now we go from middle to high and then back down in the three phrases. Again, phrase one goes up, phrase two goes up, but the third comes down, as opposed to the first time around where everything was coming down. But then another bold rising series of sustained notes, just as we had the first time, but again, that's followed by something new. Instead of coming to D minor or D major, we get, and here's that Italian stuff again, an aria-like melody. It's brief in its first permutation here. It will be longer soon. But I want you to notice that before resolving this big, massive sonority Bach has created, he gives us this gorgeous little aria-like melody, as if a voice from the wilderness before we resolve. And where do we resolve? This time, to D minor. Let's listen, please, to this second phrase, the second large phrase, as it embellishes and builds upon what we heard in the first, ultimately resolving to where we knew we'd have to be eventually, and that is the key of D minor. All right, the next thing we're going to do is listen to all of this first part of the toccata. That is large phrase one and large phrase two. And I want you to hear these two big phrases, the first one and then large phrase two, which we just heard as an elaboration and extension of ideas in the first phrase, as an answer and response to it, ending as it does in D minor. From the beginning.